You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
God bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. We just give God the honor and the glory, hallelujah. And we're going to keep teaching on faith, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of God. Before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you and praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to be here again to preach your word, Lord, hallelujah. Father, I pray for those who are those listeners, hallelujah, that you touch their hearts, Lord, right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, give them the victory today, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for your word, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, quickly, I would like for you to open your Bibles again to James chapter 1. And we're going to be reading a couple of other verses, hallelujah, through this message, praise God. Because we're trying to teach you how to develop your faith, hallelujah. It's faith, how is it developed, praise God. And we told you last week, praise God, the word, hallelujah, put the word, first place in your life. Make it the final authority, praise God. Whatever the word says you are, you are. Whatever the word says you can do, you can do. And the word tells us that we are healed by his stripes, hallelujah. So we're healed, not sick, hallelujah. And we're going to continue, praise God, with portion of the teaching, faith, how is it developed, praise the Lord. And I already told you, glory be to God, we have to put God's word first in our lives and allow it to be the final authority, praise God, in our lives. So today we're going to read again in James chapter 1 verse 22. And the reason I'm reading these scriptures I read it about five times, praise God, and I want to read it again because we cannot deceive ourselves, we cannot fool ourselves, hallelujah. We have to tell ourselves that we have to let God's word, be the final authority in our lives. We have to put God's word first in our lives, hallelujah. And no matter what happens, no matter what, God's word should be first place in our lives and the final authority, praise God, in our lives. So we're going to read in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, James chapter 1, verse 22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, hallelujah. We already prayed, so we're going to jump to it pretty quick. Because I'm going to try to finish this portion today, hallelujah. And like I said, we were trying to figure out how to develop our faith and put the word of God first place in your life, make it the final authority. Now, also, I would like to share this with you that meditation builds the capacity for faith, hallelujah. Yes, meditation, brother. You have to meditate on the word. In other words, hallelujah, think about it, hallelujah, apply it in your life. Glory be to God. Think about it, apply it, think about it. Meditation builds the capacity for faith, brother, hallelujah. And like we were saying, praise God, we do have to, let it be the final authority in our lives, because when we know that the word of God, and or let me put it this way, we know that the Word of God is faithful, is true, is powerful. We're going to act on the Word. Praise God. And acting on the Word, hallelujah, praise God, is something tremendous, hallelujah, because a lot of us don't act on the Word. We read it, we recite it, we talk about it, but sometimes we don't act on it, praise God. Now, acting on the Word, brother, builds, faith, hallelujah. Action builds faith, praise God. Action builds faith, hallelujah, praise God. So we have to act on the word, whatever the word says, I'm going to do, whatever it says that I am, praise God. Like we were sharing last week, hallelujah, action builds faith, brother. The more action you, the more faith, hallelujah, you want, you're going to act on the Word a lot more, build it in your life so powerfully that you're going to say, man, this is awesome. So act on the Word, because action builds your faith, hallelujah. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, hallelujah, in a couple of minutes, praise God, in the book of Galatians. So you can open your Bible to the book of Galatians. I want to read a couple of scriptures, hallelujah, from there, glory be to God, because like what we were saying last week, brother, we are who the Word says that we are. We can do what the Word says we can do, praise God. And meditating on the Word, hallelujah, praise God, builds the capacity for faith. I mean, our faith is, in action, praise God. And meditating on the Word, meditation, brother, hallelujah, that means, brother, don't let it depart from your eyes. Just like God told Joshua, he said, don't let the book of the law, this book of the law, don't let it out of your sight, hallelujah. Praise God. Breathe it, eat it, sleep with it, hallelujah. Wake up with it, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and you shall have the victory. He told him, and you shall have great success in life, hallelujah. You will always conquer, praise God. But we have to make a couple of decisions, brother. We have to decide, hallelujah. We want to, because God cannot do that for you. God can only supply you with with the Word. Now it's up to you to decide if you're going to act on the Word or not. It's up to you, it's your decision to believe the Word, the faith is there, but it's up to you. You're going to shut it out, or you're going to open the floodgates of faith, hallelujah, to overcome all the situations in your life and destroy them, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of God. Now, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures because I want to get into Jesus, praise God, right now. Because Jesus is the developer of your faith. When you act on the Word, when you believe the Word, you're telling Jesus, Jesus, I believe you. I trust you. My life is in your hands. Glory, hallelujah. I'm here, Father, praise God, Jesus. You go with me, I'll go, hallelujah. Where you tell me to go, I'll go. When you tell me to stop, I'll stop, praise God. So we have to make decisions in our lives because, praise God, I'm just gonna share two things that we have to decide, brother, hallelujah, today, hallelujah. In order for our faith to get develop, hallelujah, even more, hallelujah, a greater development on our faith, hallelujah. So if you open your Bibles to the book of Galatians, I want to read a couple of scriptures there, hallelujah, but in two different chapters. Now we have to decide, brother, to live by faith. We have to decide to live by faith. And when we decide to live by that faith, you are putting the Word of God first place in your life. You are making it the final authority in your life, hallelujah. And you say, whatever you say to yourself, you have to decide, brother, hallelujah, to live by faith, praise God. So in Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, it says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. You have to make a decision today, hallelujah. Are you going to live by faith? Are you going to waver? Are you going to live, hallelujah, according to how you feel, what you see, hallelujah, what's in your body, glory? Are you going to live by faith? The Word of God, hallelujah. Decide to live by faith, brother. We have to. Every child of God has to live by faith and not by sight. I have already read scriptures concerning that. The Word of God says that we walk by faith, not by sight. The just shall live by faith, hallelujah, not by sight, hallelujah. And I always like to add this to that. Even though the Word says, even if the Word only says, we live by faith and not by sight, that's what the Word of God says. But I don't want to add or take from the Bible because I'm nobody to add to the Bible. But I always like to say, we live by faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. right or feelings. Hallelujah, praise God. Because feelings will, your emotions will guide you to do the wrong thing all the time, praise God. You know, your emotions, hallelujah, your feelings will always, you know, come short, make you come short of what God has for you. Now, praise the Lord. We just read a scripture, hallelujah, that says that the just shall live by faith, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we have to decide, now, in order to live by faith, listen carefully, in order to live by faith, to walk by faith, act by faith, you have to decide to live in love, hallelujah, the love of Christ, hallelujah. So if you just turn your pages right there, that same book, hallelujah, to chapter 5 of Galatians, we're going to read chapter 6. Now listen carefully. It says, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love, praise God. Man, brother, let me tell you, we gotta walk by love, hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's how you develop your faith, hallelujah. That's how you develop it, praise God. By deciding to walk by faith, walk by love, hallelujah. Nothing's gonna move you. And remember, we read, hallelujah, praise God, in verse 37 of Romans chapter 8. It says, 38. Let's read it again, praise God. I want you to turn it real quick right there, praise God. Romans chapter 8. Listen, we're talking about love right now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says in verse 39, praise God, verse 39 says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Love has a lot to do with, brother, loving God, loving Jesus, that whatever they tell you, you're going to trust them. You know that if God loves you, if you love God, he's not going to send you into into a lion's den. He's not going to send you into the trap that the devil has lying for you, praise God. No, God will always, hallelujah, will always give you the victory. That's why Paul said in verse 39, glory be to God, it says, and nothing shall separate us. Ooh, listen to this. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Now, you have to receive Jesus. You love Jesus, don't you? You remember when you received Jesus by faith. You received Jesus by faith, brother, hallelujah. And when you received Jesus by faith, that meant that you gave your entire life to him. And you're going to move according to the way Jesus tells you to walk, hallelujah. You know, you have to praise God, live under God's word, with his word. You know, you have to make it the final authority in your life. You got to put God's word first in your life. Or let me put it this way. You have to put Jesus, you have to put God first place in your life every day. Hallelujah. And, you know, and you and I have received Jesus, our Savior. We have received him through faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because, you know, hallelujah, they preach the word of God to us, hallelujah. So, again, brother, just, you receive Jesus as the developer of your faith, didn't you? Praise God. You have to receive him. You have to receive Jesus as the developer of your faith. You have to, you know, that's why Jesus said, in my name. Remember that? Jesus said, in my name you shall ask the Father whatever you want, and he shall give it to you. Praise God. So, Jesus is the starter. Jesus is the beginner, hallelujah, in your life with your faith, hallelujah. He is the developer of your faith. Hebrews 12:2 tells us that. Praise God. So let me turn right quickly to Hebrews 12:2 and listen to what the Word of God says, brother, hallelujah. You might say, well, brother Dino, what's going on here? Praise God. Well, praise God, I'm telling you that that's the way we develop our faith, by trusting God, believing God, by acting on the Word, by, you know, believing, you know, that we are who the Word of God says we are, that we can do what the Word says we can do, that we're totally healed, praise God. And you know, like I told you, praise God, last time, you might not feel like we're healed, it might not feel like we're more than conquerors, but look at this, hallelujah. Look at what the scripture says in Hebrews 12:2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. But listen to it says, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You see what it says? It doesn't say only the author. It didn't say only the beginner. It said, and the finisher. And the finisher of your faith, praise God. So Jesus died on, he died on the cross of Calvary to give you your healing, brother. He done it already, praise God. Like I've told you before, you were healed 2,000 years ago. You don't have to ask God for your healing. You have to thank him, hallelujah. come into his courts with praises, hallelujah, with thanksgiving, glory, hallelujah, praise God. You see, this is how we develop our faith. Receive him, hallelujah, receive Jesus as the developer of your faith, because he says not only did he develop it, not only did he start it, he finished it too, praise God, hallelujah. Receive him as the developer of your faith the same way you received him as Savior. Praise God. And we're going to go into, praise God. Listen, the reason I'm saying all this, because something great is going to happen in your life today. Something great is going to happen in your life today. If you decide to walk by love and by faith, hallelujah, praise God. Something great is going to happen to yourself. Receive him as the developer of your faith the same way you received him as Savior. Praise God. And when Satan, listen carefully, when Satan sees what you're doing, how your faith is growing, how it's being developed, praise God, by putting your trust in Jesus. Jesus loves you. He started that faith. He's the author of your faith and the finisher of your faith. Jesus said, praise God, that you are who the Word says you are, praise God. That you can do what the Word says of God can, the Word of God says you can do. Jesus is telling you that you are healed by his stripes, hallelujah. Start believing, hallelujah. Start believing the Word. Apply it in your life. Like I said, put the Word in first place. Put it in first place in your life. Make it the final authority of your life, hallelujah. And when you start doing this, brother, the devil's got an eye on you, praise God. The devil and his demons, they have their eyes on you, praise God. But when faith begins to grow, Satan's dominion begins to wane, brother. Circumstances begin to yield and no longer look so overpowering, praise God. You know the problem you were in, glory, or you're in, or you were, whatever, praise God. Or let me put it, if you're in a problem, it's not as big as it started, praise God. Or it's not as big as it looked before. Why? Because you are putting the Word, you are applying the Word of God to that problem, praise God, hallelujah. You know, some of your children might be rebellious, hallelujah. They don't believe the Word of God there. You know, some of them, you're drunks or drug addicts, praise God. So maybe some of your daughters are prostitutes, glory be to God. They're going out and lying down, sleeping with every guy. I mean, praise God. Don't let, hallelujah, death, hallelujah, take control of your life. Let the Word of God take control and say, Father, your Word tells me I shall believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved and my whole household shall be. You see, you have to apply the Word. Even though you see what's going on, start applying the Word of God. Start telling the lying devil to let go of your children, let go of your spouse, hallelujah. Let go of your financials, praise God, you know, oh glory. Tell him to let it go, hallelujah. Let financial, praise God. You know, a lot of times, things are so heavy. Things are so bad, hallelujah, that we actually, hallelujah, give in to the lying devil, hallelujah. Tell the lying devil to let go of your finances. Tell him, you know what? The Word of God tells me that I am rich. Jesus became poor so I could become rich, hallelujah. And I'm not talking about money-wise only. I'm talking about love, peace, health, hallelujah. You're prospering in your life, glory, hallelujah. So when faith begins to grow, listen to this. When faith begins to grow or develop, you know, it starts to be developed, praise God, in your life, starts to be perfected, hallelujah. When faith begins to grow, Satan's dominion begins to wane in your life, all right? And the circumstances begin to yield and no longer look so overpowering, praise God. Why? Because the Word of God is telling you that you are more than a conqueror, praise God, hallelujah. That's why you have to decide to live by faith, hallelujah. Decide to live by love, praise God. Expect Jesus to develop your faith anytime you put your faith on the line. Yes, every time that you put your faith, hallelujah, to work, expect Jesus to develop it more and more in your life, because Jesus already finished it, brother. Let me say that so you don't get confused on me, praise God. Because, see, Jesus already told you, you can overcome. You are more than a conqueror. You can do everything, praise God. But now you have to believe that. Now you have to believe that in your life, hallelujah. I have already supplied you with everything. This is Jesus talking to you. I have already supplied you with all the weapons that you will ever need, hallelujah, to overcome that situation. Like I just said, a lot of times, We have to, praise God, develop our faith, not because Jesus gave you a quarter of it or half of it or three quarters. No, because in our lives, in our carnal bodies, in our carnal minds, hallelujah, our faith is not that great yet. And you know what I'm talking about, praise God. That's why expect Jesus to develop your faith any time you put your faith on the line, praise God. Every time, hallelujah, you know, you're sick and you start speaking by faith, hallelujah, that, you know, you're by his stripes, you were healed. Expect Jesus, hallelujah, to fulfill that. Expect Jesus to honor you with that, praise God. Expect Jesus, hallelujah, to tell you, or, you know, tell the devil, he's walking, he's speaking, he's acting, he's talking faith, hallelujah, and you got to let go, you lying devil, praise God. That's why, brother, hallelujah, we have to decide right now, you decide, you want to keep being sick, Or do you want to be healed? Are you sick of being sick, or you want to be healed? Praise God. It's your decision. Jesus already supplied you with your healing. Glory be to God. He nailed that sickness you have on the cross of Calvary. Hepatitis, praise God, AIDS, cancer, hallelujah, diabetes, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, every sickness, glory be to God. He nailed it to the cross. You're healed. He's telling you, you are healed. Now, I'm here to help you along, praise God. I'm here to tell you, to give you encouragement, to praise God, to let you know that you are healed, praise God. That's why I'm going to develop your faith in your life, not me, because I already, hallelujah, gave you enough. Enough and everything you will ever need, praise God, to beat that sickness. Oh, let me tell you, praise God. I don't know to you, but man, that gets me excited. That's why a lot of times when you hear me teaching, praise God, sometimes I might, it sounds like I'm stuttering. No, but it's so much in my spirit that I want to share with you, glory be to God. And I'm so excited about the Word of God, hallelujah. I'm excited about preaching the Word of God that sometimes it looks like I'm stuttering, praise God, but it's all that joy, all that anointing, all their power is flowing out of my body, praise God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you, glory be to God. Faith is the servant of the believer, hallelujah. If you read Luke chapter 17, the 6th verse to the 10th verse, even though it's not going to say faith, but it's going to show you, praise God, that faith is the servant of the believer, hallelujah. That's why, you know, when you're sick, you use your faith will give you, your faith will serve you. Your faith will bring you the victory, praise God. So, you know, you tell that sickness you might have on you right now, praise God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I command you to dry up. Come out of my body. And you're speaking in faith. Faith will release the power, the anointing of God, hallelujah, and starts to tell, goes in there for you and say, sickness, get out of this body right now. Right now, get out of this body. So, actually, he's a servant, praise God. He's your servant, hallelujah. He's carrying your message to that sickness, hallelujah, and telling that sickness, disappear right now. You better get out of here if you know what's good for you. Get out of here, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you, brother, hallelujah. And when your faith begins to grow, Satan's dominion, like I told you, begins to break down, hallelujah. Satan's, you know, dominion over you starts to break down. You start to destroy the strongholds in your life that he had. You will start, hallelujah, to you know, destroy, hallelujah, the plans that Satan had for you. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. With the faith, when faith begins to grow, that's why the devil's always trying to hinder your faith, brother. That's why the devil is always there telling you, it ain't gonna work in your life. No, it won't. It's never gonna work. Has it worked before? You know, they prayed for you, didn't they? They prayed for you last year. They prayed for you last week. They prayed for you last month. Did it work? You see, that's the devil's job to stop you, stop your faith from being developed, praise God, from growing, because he knows that the more your faith grows, the better developed it becomes, praise God, and the better way of you putting it to use, acting on the Word of God. He knows, Satan knows, that his strongholds, his dominion over you cannot last very long, hallelujah, praise God, because you, little by little, hallelujah, you will start to destroy those strongholds. You will start coming out of his dominion, praise God, and then the problems, then sicknesses, hallelujah, they start to yield to you, praise God. They no longer look so overpowering, praise God. When somebody tells, if some of you, praise God, you remember how terrible it felt when the doctors diagnosed you with cancer. They said, well, you got cancer, praise God, and you know, you remember how ugly that was, how overpowering and helpless you felt, hallelujah? You remember that? When the doctor told you you got AIDS and you know there's no cure for AIDS, do you remember how overpowering that was against you? You felt powerless, glory be to God. Hepatitis and all the anthrax, now all this stuff that's going on, praise God. I cannot imagine, hallelujah, but I can try... To feel how people feel when they get those bad news. But you know what? You tell them, hallelujah, like I told my doctor one time, that's what you say. That's what man says about me, praise God. But my Heavenly Father has something else to say about this. You know, start to put your faith to work, and those circumstances will no longer look overpowering. And you will listen very carefully, and you in your spirit will start feeling stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, praise God. Apply the word of God in that sickness, in that problem, situation, whatever it is. If you got laid off, whatever, you will start feeling stronger and stronger, praise God. You will start trusting the word of God, hallelujah, because Jesus is the beginner and he has finished the faith in you, brother. It's in Hebrews 2:12, it says, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Don't look unto the doctor. Don't look unto the situation. Don't look unto the laying off, you getting laid off from your job. You look unto Jesus. Say, Lord, you are the source, hallelujah. You are the source of my finances. You are the source of my prosperity. You are the source. The devil say, oh, you just got laid off, man. What are you talking about? You just got laid off. So how can you be saying that Jesus, you're the source of your prosperity? You just got laid off, man. Don't entertain that thought in your mind, praise God. Start saying keep going. Jesus, you're the source of my everything, glory be to God. You shall find a way to feed me. You shall find a way to dress me. You shall find a way to give me the victory. You see, that's your faith talking. That's your faith, praise God, beginning to grow, and Satan's dominion is starting to be destroyed, hallelujah, and your life will start to diminish, hallelujah, praise God, and that problem no longer looks overpowering, praise the Lord. It doesn't expect Jesus to develop your faith anytime you put your faith, praise God, on the line. That's right. Faith is the servant of the believer in Luke 17, chapter 17, verse 6 to the 10th verse, hallelujah. You know, there was a time when the disciples told Jesus, the disciples said, increase our faith. Praise God, increase our faith. You know what? Jesus didn't answer them. Jesus didn't answer the way they wanted to, the answer. Jesus answered, use what you have. But remember, until next week, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphine Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Pour Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Air Source One, an air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration contractor serving the commercial and residential markets. With 28 years of experience, Air Source One participates in continuing education to keep up with the changing technology needed to serve today's air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration needs. Located in St. Lucie West and serving all of Florida, Air Source One is available at 772-626-7604.
I'm Robert Cook, pastor of Joy of Faith Christian Center, encouraging you to join me each weekday morning, Monday through Fridays at 7 a.m. here on WCNO 89.9 FM for the Positive Change broadcast.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.